This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, care of Masonic Pathways, fax 989-466-3008, regarding Renata, R-E-A-N-E-T-A, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, date of birth September 23rd of 1938. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Taylor with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. She did have an increase of creatinine level up to 3.1 in October, which put her in stage 5 chronic kidney disease. But the patient would not was adamant that she does not want any form of dialysis. She actually was supposed to have an echocardiogram done this fall and refused it because she did not want to lay still for the procedure. She still has a lot of swelling in her legs, but she does also urinate at night very well. I get most of the history from her nurse because the patient is very quiet and she's actually eating lunch currently. Her hydralazine was recently increased. It was 25 milligrams three times a day, but now it is 50 milligrams three times a day. The dose was increased in October of this year, and it has been helping, although today the blood pressure is slightly higher than it had been. But she has also been being treated for cellulitis of her left lower leg. She received some injectable Rocephin, and then she's on oral Keflex, 250 milligrams three times a day, and the redness and swelling and weeping of that lower leg is getting better, according to the nurse. And she does have a very good urine output. Occasionally she's incontinent and does have to wear undergarment protection. And she's eating well. Her weight is up 14 pounds since in the last 4 months, since her last visit in August of this year. But she's not having excess or increased shortness of breath, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no complaints of chest pain, and she is confused intermittently. Physical exam, the patient appears alert. She smiles when I talk to her, and she's in no obvious distress, and she's chewing her lunch. Weight is 208 pounds, temp 98.1, pulse 62, respirations 20, oxygen saturation is 92% on room air. Blood pressure after her medication was 168 over 90, so slightly higher than usual today. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/28 of 2022. And her creatinine had come down from 3.1 in October to 2.6. So that was quite an improvement. Albumin 4.1, calcium is 8.6. Her sodium 142, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 22, phosphorus is 4.7. Hemoglobin is 10.0 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 to 5 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, cellulitis of her left lower extremity. That may be contributing to the higher than usual blood pressure today and this week, actually. But it is reportedly getting better on her current antibiotic. 3, diabetic nephropathy. The patient is still refusing the offer of hemodialysis, although her creatinine is better and is really not indicated at this time. But we will continue to ask her to have lab studies done once a month, and a new order was faxed over to the Masonic Pathways Lab. And we will have a recheck visit with her within the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.